Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said,
Beverly Hillbillies was a far-fetched sitcom that network executives were certain would make a quick return to the backwoods.
I thought it was a one-show concept. I thought it was perfectly awful.
However, television audiences ate up the Clampett's country humor. For 9 seasons, beginning in 1962, viewers carried on a love affair with the show's quirky cast of characters. In the next 2 hours, we'll take you backstage to meet one of television's most beloved families, a family that had plenty of real-life ups and downs. The show's demise didn't diminish the popularity of the Beverly Hillbillies. The sitcom became a monster hit in syndication and spawned a pair of movies. Creator Paul Henning retired from show business after writing and producing the TV movie Return of the Beverly Hillbillies in 1984. In 1996, Henning was honored for his body of work by the Writers Guild of America. Paul and his wife, Ruth, who've been married for more than 50 years, still have a deep affection for the Clampetts.
This here's been an E! Network presentation.